Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings. Thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson. My focus is my mission statement, to help create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring artists all over the world by using my platform and voice to share their talents and aspirations with others. By establishing partnerships with corporations, nonprofits, donors, sponsors, volunteers, in the community and abroad. Today, my special guest is Little Drinko, which is an abbreviation for Love Illustrated, live drawn, rotating around nations knowing omnipotence. Little Drinko created his own song at the age of 5 years old. It is said that the superstar realized his talent when he was waiting for his parents to check in a hotel in Durban on their family vacation. With hunger and fatigue starting to kick in, the young Little Drinko vocalized his song by using a Sesotho and Setswana, which means hungry in Sesotho and tired in Setswana, which is a South African official languages. At the age of 9, Drinko continued to nurture his talents as an entertainer by going on to write and sing a song titled Maz in the heat under his name. At 16, he went to work with an up-and-coming independent Welcome-based record label, New Movement Entertainment. This partnership saw the young Little Drinko appear on features, records, and collaboration with other artists in Welcome South Africa, which were released on the city's underground scene. While working on his debut mixtape for Better Opportunities, that could never be released. At last, thank you for this interview chance, Little Drinko, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Pamela. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the introduction. I appreciate it. I'm so happy to be here. Let's do it.
Yes, yes, yes. I have another special guest. I have the CEO for 65 Max Entertainment Company, Ron Henderson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, Little Drinko, I know I touched a little bit about you and everything of that nature, but tell us a little bit more about you. Where did you grow up and what inspired you to become who you are today?
Yeah, I'm South African born. You know, I was born in South Africa, so I grew up in the Free State. That's a province here. It's like one of the states like here. So I grew up in the Free State in a city called Zalkum, and that's where I really started to sort of take music seriously, and that's where I was stepping into studios and recording music and nurturing my talent. But, you know, I've liked hip-hop music ever since I was a kid, you know, and, like, you know, I've been singing since I was 5 years old. That's when I started, like, creating my own songs. So it's something that's been natural, you know. I've been like this since I was a kid with it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what do you consider to be the greatest strength and weaknesses in the entertainment industry?
I feel like the greatest strength is the talent that's that's around in the entertainment industry. I think there are a lot of talented artists, and there are a lot of talented business people, talented producers. But the challenges would be like a lot of the, would be like basically financing. I think that's a huge challenge for a lot of artists, and you know, ethical behavior, like. Right. If things could be like more like ethics are a problem in the entertainment industry, according to my opinion.
Yeah, I do agree with you. Yes, I absolutely agree with you. Who do you follow in the entertainment industry?
Sorry?
Who do you follow in the entertainment industry? Anyone in particular?
I mean, you know, the people who inspire, like who I used to follow when I was younger coming up, but now it's mostly a lot of people I work with, like you know, like Justin Gray and like Brian Malove, and those are like, you know, Justin Gray is like one of Mariah Carey. He's written a song for Mariah Carey and Adam Levine, and he's mentored me a bit, so I've kind of learned a lot from him. And And Brian Malouf, I learned a lot through him too. He produced. He has production credits on Michael Jackson songs. So I got to get mentored by him on like sound engineering a bit through a partnership with Justin Grace Media. So that those are like some of the people I've learned a bit from. And as far as inspiration, I really took a lot of inspiration from Michael Jackson, like growing up a lot. That's who inspired me a lot. And Prince.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is Ron Henderson from 65 Max Entertainment. So your influences in, you have a Michael Jackson's kind of stage presence, or do you just, you know, do you do the hip hop kind of thing? What is your stage presence?
I mean, what I mean by the Michael Jackson influence is just the approach, you know, like how he used to really take himself seriously as an artist. I really respected that. I really admired that growing up, like the dance routine, you know. I'm just doing, like, I took certain elements here, but I'm not really trying to, he just inspired me to do my own thing in my own way, you know. Right. It's not like I'm trying to imitate the sound or something like, nah.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a Southern flow. And your cadence, you got a nice special cadence, man. It's really nice. I like that. And, do you have any influences down dirty in the South or East Coast or anything of that nature when it comes down to some of the sounds you emulate, the way you sound?
Yeah. No, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I mean, I do have a lot of, you know, a lot of Southern hip hop people who influenced me a lot, you know, with the actual rap. I mean, Future, you know, I really like Future's music a lot, you know. I was banging Future in high school.
Right.
I was certainly doing that. Yeah. I think that's a southern and New York, you know, it's New York rap is like extremely influential, especially when you first get introduced to rap, you're gonna wanna like research. You wanna make sure you research, and like, you know, I remember when I got introduced to rap, I really did my research and I wanted to know where it comes from. So I started getting into like a lot of the New York stuff, and then, yeah, extensively, like currently New York artists who influenced me. I'm not sure, but I was banging that Bobby Shmurda though. Like, for real.
Yeah. You gotta know the two tables and the mic with Kool Herc, man. That's where it originated from. So with the parties and everything. So that's really, really important. That's good. That's where it originated from, and that's where, you know, that's where we really get the whole foundation of hip hop music. It originates in New York City, you know, with the struggles, you know. A lot of places don't have a lot of like New York and in the South does. So that's a good influence. That's a good person. That's a good area for you to be able to, you know, get the essence from when it comes down to hip hop.
Facts, because it was really important that, you know, I really get my research right, especially to understand the culture that I'm diving into, you know, so that I get the whole grasp of everything and I'm able to apply it to my life. And, you know, especially being somebody who was born in South Africa, you know, to be able to tell my story in my own way and be able to make sense to people all over the world. That's just something that I thought was important for me to speak from.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah.
So tell me, Lil Dranko, how do you separate yourself from other artists?
I mean, first of all, I feel like because I tell a unique personal perspective, like the way I speak, even in my music, I'm using terms that are unique to me and how we speak here in Johannesburg. In my song Middleman, I'm saying bad booty girl. Like that, where I'm from, we call that a Pakistan, like, because of, you know, just slang that's just used around, you know. So me using that in that way, I play around with it, you know. It kind of sets me apart, and the type of flow I have, I feel like it sets me apart. And the image, I feel like nobody can really do what I do, especially when it comes to the swagger. And yeah, that's just, I'm gonna have to be extremely confident about my fashion sense and how I look. I feel like nobody can really emulate that.
Word.
Yeah.
So I know we talked a little bit about some collaborations, but which musicians, have you collaborated with any musicians in the U.S.?
Not yet, but I do have a few projects in the works. I have a song that I'm working on with Justin Gray. So that's in the pipelines. But I'm looking more into working with people behind the scenes. I've worked with a lot of producers from the U.S. It's mostly a lot of people behind the scenes. In terms of artists, you know, I've tried working with a few, but things haven't connected yet. But I'm very open to the idea of working and collaborating with artists from the United States. For sure.
That's right. Well, I got a couple on my label that they might be interested in working with you. I'll send you some information and you can check them out. They're more hip hop, you know, street kind of and everything. And then one is a Muslim thing. So, you know, I got a few that might be interesting to you. Could go with a nice collaboration.
That's dope. Just hook that up. That's dope.
Okay, no doubt.
That's dope. Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay, no doubt.
So this is my $100 question here, Lil Dranko. What does your music mean to you, and what is the message that you are trying to tell the world?
My music needs a breath of fresh air. You know, it just means, to me, it just means relaxation and not having to think too much and just having something, just, you know, focusing on something that's different, that's just going to give you energy. And yeah, that's what it means to you. I'm sorry, what was the other one? What was the other question?
Oh, the other question was, what is the message that you are trying to tell the world when you are performing? And,
you know, I really want to speak a message of, you know, of peace and love, and just having fun. You know, I really want people to just listen to my music and just have fun. That's the message I want to give across, because I feel like a lot of people have stressful lives and they have a lot of things that, you know, they're giving them problems, and I just want them to listen to my music and just have fun and, yeah, and enjoy themselves and just realize how important it is for them to actually find joy in whatever they're doing.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to be right back, and we're going to get in Lil Dranko's new song called Dress Code when we get right back from this break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max, with my special guest, Lil Dranko. You still with me?
Yeah, we're still here. I'm still here.
Yeah, that's nice. Bro, that's nice. That little Bobby Smurda, little Tekashi 6ix9ine kind of feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Shut up, yeah, welcome to my world.
Word, no doubt.
So tell us about your song Dress Code, right?
Is that
Dress Code.
I really, you know, when creating it, you know, I was in the studio, you know, I was really feeling myself, you know, I was dripping out real good, you know, I was dressed out, you know, to the max, but I was in the studio and I'm like, you know, the beat was banging. My boy, Rowdy, he's the one who made the beat, Rowdy74, he made the beat and he played me the beat, so I was banging my head to it and I'm feeling fresh on the beat. I'm like, you know what, Dress Code is terrific, and I'm I started just rapping and I created the song about it. So it was just that song about me feeling myself, and you know, I just felt like expressing it musically on a song. Yeah, that's how it came about, and yeah, it's one of those vibes.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're into fashion too, as well, right?
Yeah, I'm totally into fashion. I make sure I'm dressed dope all the time, 100% swaggy. I make sure every time, even when I go take out the trash in my condo, I ensure I'm looking 100% fresh. I make sure I got my space glass shades on and I'm lit. I always make sure I'm lit.
Now you got to get some 6.5 Max apparel, man. You know, we got our clothing line also, so we're going to set you up with some 6.5 Max gear so you can represent us too.
Let's do that. That's for sure.
Okay, no doubt.
Yeah.
So your song Dress Code was nominated for Best Song by Djuki Music Awards. Tell us a little bit about that achievement.
Yes, I managed to, you know, I'm thankful for that. Djuki Music Awards, they were hosting that last year, and you know, I entered my song and the song got nominated, you know, and you know, I didn't win, but the nomination birthed a lot of opportunities for me. You know, I got to get mentorship from a lot of people that I met through the award show, and yeah, it was really dope, and to just be recognized by Djuki. Djuki was formed, one of the four founders was Brian Maloaf, who's also produced and recorded and engineered songs for Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, Miley Cyrus. So for me, that was a big milestone in my career for me to realize that, you know, I'm getting recognition from organizations that are formed by such people that do extraordinary things, in my opinion. So that was a moment for me to get that kind of recognition.
Yeah, that's a blessing. So do you deal with a couple of producers, or you have just one main producer that you deal with when it comes to your tracks?
I mean, you know, I'm really open to hearing a lot of work. You know, mostly how it is, I work with anybody who sounds dope. Like if I like the beat, I'm on it.
Okay.
It doesn't really take too. Yeah, I don't have to think about it. If the beat is dope, I'm on it. That's
okay.
Keep it simple. Yeah.
Okay. I might send you some tracks too, man. You know, we got it all. We're a one stop shop, so you know, it might be all good. A nice collab, nice production, and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. You got some. We got some. We already got something for the listeners to add to wait for. For real. For real.
Okay, no doubt. Okay. It's all good.
So you have another song, Lil Drinko. Would you like to introduce this song? Even though I must say that I wasn't able to really like retrieve that song, but I would like to hear about song number two that you have that's out right now.
This is Dress Code. This is the song that I've recorded when I was feeling myself, you know. This song is available on all streaming platforms. My song, Dress Code, go stream it. Stream it on Spotify, on my YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Yeah, that's all I have to say, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, that was nice. That was dope.
That is right.
Yeah.
That's dope. So what are your plans for the future?
You know, right now I'm working on releasing my debut album to all major digital stores. My debut album, the title for the album is Where Involves the Money. The people should look out for that. And I also have a merch line that I'm working on that I will be dropping soon. The dates, I urge the people to follow me on Instagram at I am Lil Janko to keep up with me, because that's where I'm going to post the dates for my upcoming merch, when I'm dropping, you know, some hoodies, some shirts, when I'm dropping anything. And when the album is ready for release, people will find out easily on my Instagram. So those are the two big things that I got coming up now. And the plan for the future is to just do it as big as I possibly can and just keep working hard.
Yeah. Word. Okay, well, I'm going to definitely hook you up on that. I'm going to be at 65 Max Inc. on the Instagram. So I'm going to hit you and we'll holler back on some things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's okay. do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
No doubt.
Let's do it.
So I have to ask you this question, Lil Dranko. Do you have any suggestions for other inspiring artists who are seeking to become successful in the entertainment industry from your experience?
You know, what I'll tell them is to really just start by just making the music, you know, and just making sure they record their song sounds good. Mastered properly, it's mixed properly, you know, and just keep taking it from there and just do the best that they can. And to remember that they don't have to be in a rush for anything, you know, don't let anybody rush your creative process or your time to shine. You know, it's all in, it's not your, you can be just, all you can do is your best. That's what I got to say to anybody trying to make it. Like, they should keep going. And yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah, because the bureaucracy of this business, man, is mad crazy, you know. As an independent, as myself and everything, you know, you spend a lot of money, but you have to put yourself in a situation of knowing the right people and who's who in order to get through certain doors, you know. And if you can't get through those doors, you got to do it independently. But it's better to do it independently by yourself right now, because if you have your merch, you have your platform streamings and things of that nature, you recoup and you keep all the money. You know what I mean? It's about keeping all your money, because these majors, man, they take it and give you these 360 deals, production deals, man, and you don't have nothing when it come out. You be owing them. And, you know, it's always good to have your own, man, and keep it pushing and keep it moving forward. Me, you know, with the couple of artists that I have and everything, and the merch that we got and the companies and stuff like that, man, it's a lot of money being spent. It's a lot of money in return once everything goes in the right area and right direction. But when you start pushing certain people in the industry, man, they push back. You know what I mean? So you gotta, you gotta walk a tightrope. That's a thin line, man, on that left side, that right side, man, real talk. And it's hard, but at the same time, hone your craft, keep moving forward, keep pushing. And it's gonna prevail, and it's gonna work out.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's 100%.
Yeah, man, it's magic. you know.
So again, I'm gonna ask you the question again, Lil Dranko, because it's very important that everyone knows who you are and how to contact you. So can you again let us know how can someone contact you and listen to your music?
I'm on every digital platform, every digital music store. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Spotify. I'm on YouTube. Just search for Lil Dranko. That's L-I-L space Dranko. And on Instagram, follow me, please, at I am Lil Dranko. And just Google my name. And yeah, you can find my music there too. I pop up on Google. So yeah, be sure to just find me everywhere.
Yeah. No doubt.
Speaking of celebration, Join Cutie Pie Salon 10th anniversary celebration on June 11th from 2 to 8 p.m. at Hidden Ranch, located at 4395 Gateway in Bethel Island, California. Join us for food, fun, and music at their 10th anniversary celebration. Tickets are only $5. Buy yours now at cutiepiesalon.com or at the shop. Tickets will not be sold at the door. Be sure to leave your name and the names of those you are purchasing tickets for so they can put you on the list. Bring your own lawn chairs, blankets, and seating. Well, listeners, I have reached my destination. I am an award-winning author of the new book, A Journey of a Sapphire. The book is about a girl who overcame adversity on her journey towards success. I hope to inspire others who are on or who have gone through obstacles and challenges to never give up on your dreams and to learn how to recognize behavioral problems. You can purchase my book at journeyofasapphire.com, also available on amazon.com, Journey of a Sapphire, and on Kindle Fire by Pamela Henderson. I leave you with this quote, and do have a wonderful day. Do not look where you fail, but where you slipped. African proverb. Have a beautiful, exciting day.
No doubt.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.